What's up, dudes? How's it going, man?
I'm a zombie. I'm gonna eat your face.
Please don't. How's our color look today?
It looks bland.
It does, doesn't it?
Boring and blank.
I was like trying to like make it look true to life, but now it kind of looks dark, doesn't it?
It looks fine. Looks good to me, man.
You're not even looking at it.
I'm looking at where I need to look at.
I mean, yeah, that's it's better for the show, but
yeah.
We'll leave it. It's fine.
Looks
whatever.
Good. Looks fine, man.
Yeah, like these Logitechs, like they go like on a white balance from like orange to blue, and there's no in between. It's like there's like in the middle, and then you go orange and then blue. There's no like gradual progression.
This seems like a good.
Well, I thought like it was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I used my face to white balance it in the Pachamari back there because it's white. You know, I don't know a better way to do it besides getting like a literal color bar in here and like. Yeah, no. But I assume it resets every time we do the show too. So
I don't really know. It'll look good this show and the next show. I'm not sure.
Maybe I'll try to figure out if I can do profiles or something. I got nothing else going on today, so.
Not,
could do that.
Seeing your mother, man.
No, I saw her yesterday.
That's what I thought.
Yesterday was my sister's college graduation.
She's
the smart one in the family now. I mean, my mom technically went to college because she's a dental hygienist, so she went to college. But like my sister, like she went to college. You know, like I didn't go to college. My dad went to college when he was 45.
Wait, so your sister's graduated from college?
Yeah, she's done. Yesterday was her graduation.
Oh my god.
4 years at Newman, dude. She's done.
Where have I been, man?
Living life, man.
Working like a bitch.
Well, that's what she's doing now. That's her life now.
Yeah, but there's a degree under her belt.
Yeah, she's already got a job.
There's not shit under mine.
Yeah, she's already got a job. I mean, she's already better off. Well, it's not doesn't take much to be better off than me, but she's probably already better off than you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to ask her how much money she's making, but I also don't.
Right.
Because she's going in, like, she's not a doctor, but she's in the medical field. She's, like, the person who does sonograms, you know, like, for babies and stuff, or, like, if someone swallows a Hot Wheel, I don't really know what else you do, but apparently there's other applications other than babies.
Yeah.
All right. And so she's doing that. I'm guessing there was only three people in the entire state that graduated with this degree because it's like a super competitive program.
Hmm.
And she graduated magna cum laude or summa cum laude, which is the highest possible.
Dude, how are you related to her?
I don't. No, it's more like, remember, Luke's in the family. How is she related to us is really the question we should be asking.
Yeah. Well, you got like a wide range. Is Daniel still doing
Daniel's graduating high school next Sunday.
So he's still an outdoorsy kind of kid.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to say not normal cuz Sarah's normal. All right. And like, but she's abnormal to the family cuz she's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She's got like a boyfriend who's nice and he likes our family, which is weird. And, like, she likes him, and I met his mother yesterday, and she's really nice. Mm. And so it's like this whole, like, I don't know. I just didn't. I'm the black sheep. That's the problem. It's like I'm the only one who has chosen to not get my life together.
Yeah.
Like, and I make fun of Luke, but Luke is also, he's very smart. He just, his ambition is World of Warcraft gold.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He's the best World of Warcraft gold farmer there probably is in the state. So he's also good at that. You know, and Daniel lives this life I don't understand, which is one of popularity and going outside and playing sports and having Instagram photos with hot girls and playing Fortnite and having, you know, Snapchat scores above 50K. And it's that whole life, you know.
Oh, my God.
But he's only 18. Like, me, separate, like, there is more, I think, like, me and my dad are separated by 16 years. Me and Daniel are separated by 12 years. So, like, there's almost as much age difference between me and my youngest brother as it between me and my father.
That's pretty close. Yeah.
So it'd be like my father trying to relate to me, me trying to relate to Daniel. And, like, really, it all comes down to petty family jealousy. Like, I just wish I was smart enough to be a doctor. You know, my mom would be like, you're smart enough to be anything you want. No.
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 Yeah.
No.
No. Neither of us could be doctors.
No.
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 That would be terrible.
There's no chance.
I couldn't remember words earlier. There's no way I'm remembering, like, vessels and...
Well, I feel like this might be insulting to all doctors,
and
but, like...
things.
Do you feel like doctors do any actual work?
Yeah.
Because your mom's a nurse, right? Uh-huh. Don't you feel like she knows as much as a doctor?
Yes and no.
Because whenever I go see a doctor, which granted is not often, I feel like the doctor just comes in, sticks something in your mouth, makes you go, ah, and then leaves. Mm-hmm. And then the nurse comes in and tells you what you have and what medication you need to take, and then you leave. Like, does the doctor actually tell the nurse that? Or does he, like, go, hey, nurse, he's got bronchitis. Go look up what he takes for that.
Right.
I don't know.
No, he probably knows that, yeah.
Like, I feel like surgeons and stuff, you know, they're obviously doing stuff. But I feel like general practitioners that see 15 patients a day,
I don't know. They probably do things.
I don't know.
I agree with you, though, because, I went in, the last time I went to the doctor, I went in for, oh, let's see, I forget.
Your tetanus shot when you were six.
I think I had strep, or thought I did.
Okay.
And then also, I wasn't sleeping well, so I asked him about that.
I see he cured you of that one.
Also, yeah. My shoulder hurt.
Okay.
And so I wanted to
check. Is that like three completely different problems?
Right.
It's like going into the shop and being like, I have a tire that's flat. My engine has stopped running. Also, I would like a sunroof put in.
And he was like, all right, let's get this. Let's see. I'm going to put you on the antibiotics for your strep throat.
Okay.
You're sleeping fine. Just stop doing caffeine late at night. And let me check your shoulder. He rotated my arm this way.
I kind of remember you telling me about this,
He rotated my arm this way.
Yeah?
And then was like, nope, you're good. See you later. The visit took 5 minutes.
Right. And see, he made like 50K for that, man.
For 15.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the nurse came and she did your weight and all your vitals, your blood pressure and all that. Like, she put the hands on.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Maybe we're doing that thing where, like, you know, people are like, if you don't show up to work, people don't think you're working. Maybe it's that way for doctors. Like, just because we don't see them doesn't mean they're not doing stuff. But I feel like they're not doing stuff, you know?
I don't think they're doing stuff, man.
I mean, maybe it's all mental, you know? Maybe it's all about figuring out puzzles, you know?
Knowing the thing.
Maybe it's all mental work.
Like, what if my shoulder was being eaten away by, like, flesh-eating bacteria, and he was like, oh, nope, it still moves fine, so you're good.
Well, I would imagine, like, okay, like, Chris, my fiance, super hypochondriac, all right? Uh-huh. Like, she thinks that every time, she's one of those people that, like, gets on IMDb, or not IMDb, WebMD, WebMD, and looks up her symptoms and immediately thinks it's the worst possible thing it could be.
Yeah.
All right? Like, I honestly think she wills sicknesses into existence based on how sick she thinks she is. Like, she makes it worse mentally, you know? And I wonder how many people show up to the doctor. Like, let's just use you as an example. Like, my shoulder hurts, you know? And the doctor's like, there's nothing wrong with his shoulder. You know, he just has pain. Big deal, you know? He'll take ibuprofen, he'll get better in a few days.
I haven't yet.
Well, he'd be like, that's it, you know. And then if you come back because it actually didn't get better, maybe he would be like, all right, let's take it seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, because if a doctor said, like, Chris, there's nothing wrong with you, you know, you just have a bad cold, but she thinks she has the flu, you know, then she would probably feel better just knowing that there's nothing wrong with her. I wonder how many cases are just solved through doctor mental warfare.
Probably quite a few because, I mean, yeah, my mother used to work in the MCU.
Yeah, the
Marvel.
Yeah, she was Black
Universe.
Widow, right? Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, she has a dark past.
Hello, Electric Bass Show. How are you, man? Or woman?
Hello. Halle.
People make eyes right next to the L, man. It's hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, your mother used to work in the ICU?
That one.
Yes.
Immediate care unit.
That was the end of that story? Like, that was supposed to be, I thought, the pretense of the story.
I had more to say.
Well, I'm waiting!
I'm going slowly.
Okay, I'll wait.
So, she had patients.
So do our listeners.
Where they would come in.
I can't tell if you're purposely being slow. Or if you're...
Well, then I'm doing a good job.
You are, man.
They had patients that come in and say, like, you know, like, oh, my throat hurts. And then they look, and there's nothing. And then they come back the next day, and it's like, my throat's still hurting, though. They come in for, like, some bullshit. Like, my knee feels really warm. Is that a bad thing?
Got hot knee.
Got hot knee there, man. It's a sign of cancer.
It's just people just
going down.
Anything that feels abnormal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very, very strange.
That's weird, dude.
Requests from people.
Like, that's all the isn't time. That expensive?
Yeah.
Like, can you just not pay medical bills? Is that just a lie that you have to pay them? Like, you think the guy that came in with hot knee really paid that bill?
His insurance did.
I don't feel like it, man.
Yeah.
Feel like there's deductibles and stuff you gotta hit first.
Nah.
Hey, official, yo, back.
Yo.
But, back. Like, what are you, like, yo, back to you?
Oh, yo, hey, man.
Dude, I'm not hip, alright?
Don't yo, judge me. Hey, oh, way.
Thanks for making me look more hip by being less hip than me.
Anytime. Yeah, I can do that anytime.
I don't know. I think there's some cases where I'll be more hip. But I don't even know how we got on this conversation. But what were we talking about?
I don't know. I'm sure to watch Atlanta.
Oh, yeah? Donald Glover's new show, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. Good review. It's
pretty good. I don't know what else to say about it, man.
What you lot talking about? I guess we're talking about Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or we might be done.
Yeah, no, it's good. Watch it.
What's it about?
Donald Glover has a cousin who is a rapper who is just starting to get
Now, does Donald Glover play himself?
No.
Okay.
Plays a dude named Al?
Al.
Herb?
Al Herb.
Herb. Earn. He plays a character called Earn. Yeah.
Are you okay today?
No.
When did you wake up?
Hour ago.
Did you do your coma weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, how are you so tired when you did nothing but sit at home?
I did not sleep because of my face exploding out of my face.
Take a step back.
I can't stand this sinus shit. It kept me up.
Sorry, man.
Like, literally, I woke up at 8 this morning.
Me too,
like,
yeah.
Just went from there until 12:30.
What time did you go to bed?
Like, 1 or 2, probably.
Why do you stay up so late?
We were watching movies.
Okay. All right, man. Well, anyway, Atlanta. So a guy named Earn Herb Owl has a cousin.
Earn has a cousin called Paperboy.
Okay.
He's a rapper.
All right.
In Atlanta, and he's starting to get big. And then Donald's like, I want to manage you.
Okay.
He's like, you're only after me for the money. He's like, no, I care about you, man.
Okay.
And then they, like, start.
So why is it good?
It's funny. It's different.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's funny, definitely. There's parts, there's not really anything too intense.
Like, is there, like...
There's definitely overtones of, like, police brutality and, like, black people are down and things like that.
Okay. Why is it called Atlanta? Just because it happens in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all about ATL rappers, dog.
Are there still... Okay, I'm the whitest man alive, so I'll preface with it. But are there still dudes out there just trying to be rappers?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean like 8 Mile style, where like they get together in warehouses, they have rap battles, and they climb the ranks. Or are they out there just putting on Adidas and coloring their hair weird and getting facial tattoos and piercings and then getting on YouTube and going...
Blah!
I mean...
Yeah, no. You're right on that. There's a lot of those now.
Like, cause I feel
the whole
like
the point of this, the first episode. Spoilers.
Is it?
He shoots a guy.
It's current time, like it's present day. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He shoots a guy, and then he doesn't go to jail for it. He goes to jail for a little because he had some marijuana on him, but he didn't go to jail because he can't prove the murder.
Okay.
Yeah, it's rumored that he murdered the dude, and so people are like, oh, man.
Paperboy.
You're the truest Atlanta rapper since Tupac, man.
Because he murdered somebody.
Yeah. Rappers be murdering fools, man.
I don't feel like that's true either, you know? Like,
it's true. People die in the streets.
Well, I know people die in the streets. I would just like to think that in 2018 people don't respect that. You know?
People do, man. People do.
Like, if you murdered somebody, I would not respect you more for it.
Everyone else is out there doing the fucking blap, blap, I'm gonna shoot you, or no. Everyone else is on YouTube.
Right.
And SoundCloud, God, my throat, man.
I'm just saying, like, I'll approach it from the white man's perspective, because that's what I am, the white man.
Blap.
All right? I feel like there's no, like, back in the day, when I was a teenager...
Mm-hmm.
Like, new artists and stuff, they'd get, like, hooked up with, you know, a Taylor Swift, who was already popular, and then they'd be the opening act, and they would tour them for 3 years, and then finally they'd get a hit on, like, the radio, and then they'd climb, and then they'd make their own, and the cycle continues. And I feel like today it's more about, like, who's on YouTube right now?
Who's the most annoying person we can find on the internet right now?
Right.
That's what
I just assumed that applied to all music now. But you're saying it
not hip hop.
It doesn't apply
in the
to hip hop.
Atlanta, no, it does not.
So is there okay?
Fools
I, like,
get
this sounds so
in the
stupid,
street, bro.
Be saying it.
Fools
but
get
is there still
capped.
Underground hip hop? Like, are there still people on streets hawking mixtapes?
I would assume
like you,
so.
Like, you remember 10 years ago, you used to go to the mall and dudes be like, hey, man, buy my CD, you'll love it. You remember that stuff?
Yeah.
Like, no one does that anymore, right? Because you could just print a piece of paper and be like, check out my YouTube.
Yeah, check out my SoundCloud, homie.
Yeah, my SoundCloud, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like I'm out of touch, I guess.
No, dude.
Or maybe I'm
it
assumed that the culture has changed, but it hasn't?
Than it used to. Now everyone...
I guess
SoundCloud.
I guess in my
God
mind.
Damn it.
All right, if I'm going to become if I my job, my hope, my dream in life is become a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And make a living doing it or whatever rappers believe, like, you know, getting Bentleys and what else. Okay, I don't really know. I'm just going to assume make a good living and have hoes.
Yep.
All right, all ends with having hoes.
Bitches, money, drugs, sex.
Right. Okay. So if those are my goals, I would assume the best way to do that is not going to warehouses and having, you know, rap battles with Eminem, you know.
Right.
But instead, putting it on SoundCloud and trying to make it go
how
viral,
about,
right?
Like, sex, money. What was
or
the other
are you
one?
Still
drugs.
Back on the motivation?
Sex, money, drugs, respect.
Okay. That's pretty good, man.
And respect, you can't get it by coloring your hair a fucking rainbow color.
But you can, though, because that one, like, my chat showed me the other day, this guy whose name I believe is 6ix9ine.
Yes, 6699.
Is that his name?
Well, the S in 6, he spells out 6.
It's just been in chat to me.
The number 6.
I looked up a photo of him because I didn't know who it was, and that was all I needed.
Right. To start listening to him, you mean?
No.
You got into him.
No.
You really like him.
Like, generally when chat will send me something, and they're like, hey, have you heard of this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how I discovered Post Malone. Didn't know who that was, all right? I'm very old and very white. Although, it turns out Post Malone also white, which I didn't know until recently.
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Okay.
They sent me Post Malone. I'm really jamming this Post Malone song. I'm like, okay, so I Googled it, click a song, and listen to it. This is the first time ever that I've Googled him and saw him and been like, yeah, I don't even need to listen to that. That's not something I need to hear. Have you ever heard it?
Man, Post Malone's all right.
No, not Post Malone, the 6'6 Brooklyn 99 guy.
Oh, God, no, I would rather die.
Yeah. Post Malone's fine. Like, he's fine. But, like, this, the other dude. Is his name really 6699?
It's like the number 6.
Right, IX. And then the number 9, INE. So it's 6699. Why wouldn't it be 6X9ine?
That's it. That's what it is.
It's not really 6X99.
To white people, that's what it is.
Yeah, but well, it's not to real in real life.
No. To him, that means 6'9". Yeah.
So is his rapper name 6'9"?
Or 6D9.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You're supposed to help me, man.
I don't know these things.
I'm supposed to relate to the kids.
We determined earlier that you were more hip than I.
That is just not possible.
Mm.
You knew Post Malone was white far before I did.
I do, because I watch YouTube. That's the other thing.
Yeah, see? So you know 69.9.
I don't know that. I don't know that at all.
I couldn't believe it. Now people do. Gangs in my city, London, like 12 Ante or Zone 2.
England be my city, yo.
With your gangs from West London, South London, of people who have killed and cheffed, stabbed other rival gang members. And because of that, they get more rep and respect instead of people who ain't mashing, basically doing work on road and stabbing. That's crazy, dude. It's nuts.
Okay, so my question is...
But stabbing people doesn't pay the bills, right?
If you were to say this in person to another person, would you say who have killed and chefed?
Well, yeah, he
or
definitely
would have said who killed and stabbed other rival gang members.
No, if he's British, they have
respect
different words.
Instead of people who ain't mashing.
Dude, why do you think I like Morris Minor so much? Dude. His language is so much better than
they
ours.
They got some sick skill wordages.
Yeah, dude. You know how, like, on keyboards, you know, you get Chinese traditional and Chinese simplified?
Uh-huh.
They're English traditional, we're English simplified. You know that,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yeah.
1,000%.
And we prove that every day.
Oh, yeah. I think that they're like, let's go watch some American idiots be idiots on the internet.
Yes.
And hear how bad they slur them R sounds. Murder. That people get stabbed in the streets, man.
Cheffed or dipped down, it's slang from London. So much better than ours. Shanked? What do we say for stabbed?
Shanked.
Shanked?
Or stabbed.
We don't even have cool slang.
I'm gonna gutcha. Gutcha like a fish.
I don't think people say that.
People say that.
Maybe in 1945 people say
murderers in prison say that. I'm gonna shank you in the ass.
I don't think they say that.
I'm gonna stab you in your ass, bitch.
Oh my god, dude. I don't think they say that. If they do, they're not talking about knives.
My mother just texted me and she's like, why are the words on your shirt backwards? They typically aren't.
No, they definitely are.
They are always for like the last 50 shows.
50 episodes, I would say, yeah.
Because, okay, mother.
This
other people.
Don't talk down to your mother on Mother's Day, man.
I'm not talking down.
This is, I think, let me see here.
I'm just saying. The way that you look at the screen, you go Seth, and then Colby.
Right. This is the actual camera.
See, this would be the wrong way.
This is the way we used to do it, but then people would be like, "That's Seth.
I'm Seth.
That's Colby," because it's Seth and Colby.
Right.
So we just decided that instead of changing positions and Colby having to run all the monitors, which he definitely can't do that. We would just flip the camera.
Yeah, that.
But it's better. Definitely been that way for
a good while.
I would say 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, it's been a second.
It was before the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know it's May 13th, by the way?
No. I haven't really been paying
attention.
Doesn't
it really feel like we just did our Christmas episodes?
Yeah,
remember when we did a Christmas Eve episode?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't feel like that long ago, and it's almost been 6 months. What's happening?
I don't know, man. I pay attention to the numbers.
Okay.
Just because I need that for work, but as for what time frame we're living in, it feels like
every day is the same day. Is that what you say?
Every day.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. There's something about this time of year because no one is like watching anything.
Ow.
Man, it's weird. Gangs in London mentality is like football with a scoreboard. The more mashing the gang does and how good their bars are, the more popular they are. Okay. Well, I mean, I would assume then that's kind of the same in your Atlanta TV show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, man, are you okay?
No, I'm dying. My throat.
I appreciate you being here for the show, man, but if you were sick, we could have canceled it, man. I didn't
know I was this sick.
You didn't know you were dying?
I apparently haven't talked all weekend or something.
Last Thursday and Friday, you know, I had nothing better to do, and I was playing Destiny, which no one likes or watches, so there was no reason for me to keep a fixed schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday and Friday, I just started when I woke up. So I think my stream on Friday started at like 8:35 or something like that. Like, I literally woke up, went poop, came in here, or put on clothes, came in here, hit start streaming. Like, I didn't even play the intro full, like, the starting soon screen. So I'm like, no one's going to queue up. You know, it don't matter.
Right.
And so I did that, and then I go, goodbye! I opened my mouth because I hadn't said one word yet the entire day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye! I felt like that. He's not high. He's just... I think he's tired and miserable. I think is what's happening.
And high.
But...
Yeah.
You're not high.
Smoked so much meth before I got it.
Meth, oh! I am worried about him, though.
Mm. God, I want death to become me.
Sorry, man. How was your coma weekend?
It was great, other than the fact
you
that
were
I'm dying. Yes.
You gotta do another one sometime?
Yes, like, God, it was great.
Next weekend?
Like, yeah, forever. Forever, man.
How'd you pass the time? Did you go out at all?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Be descriptive and detailed.
God,
especially
okay.
about
so
the sex.
There was some of that.
Okay.
There was,
descriptive. About yourself, though, mostly. That's what our audience cares about.
What?
You.
Me?
Naked.
Yes.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah. But
all weekend.
Just by himself, though.
Yeah.
Just in the bathroom, nude, looking in the mirror, being like, God, I'm naked.
And I'm perfect. So sculpted by the gods he is.
I like when Colby just starts going off on a tangent, and then I just let him do it.
Sculpted by the gods he is. Oh, that's Jar Jar.
It's like, demanded by the gods.
That, whatever.
Not same sculpted.
Way. Same thing. But the tonage of how I said it.
That's how about his life debt. You know, it's demanded by the gods
right.
It is.
Hey, official. Thanks for the follow, buddy.
Hey, man. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you saw that.
I will smoke more meth for you. Be right there.
I'm not sure he endorses that, but you do it, man. Okay. Dude, I literally hear you breathing, and it sounds labored. Like, it is. I literally heard you just inhale.
I should have brought my inhaler. Inhaler.
Do you need your mother to bring it over?
Good.
Don't sound good.
Okay, what do we do Friday?
Continue, man.
I don't know what we did Friday. I think we just stayed in and watched like three movies or something like that.
Hey, good ones?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Watch Daddy's Home 2.
Okay. How was that?
It was surprisingly better than I expected.
Mel Gibson's in
still
that one,
terrible.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else did we watch?
This was like 48 hours ago. He's going to drop dead in a second, get the speed dial. I'm a little worried. This was less than 48 hours ago, man.
Yeah.
You should remember it.
Oh, we watched Logan.
Okay. I've still never seen that, by the way.
God,
that'll trigger chat, but I need to watch it.
Yeah. I think that might be it.
You used the site I gave you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that site's great, isn't it?
The site's fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. I know that because I saw that someone had recently watched Logan.
Really appreciate you.
Oh, man, it's a listener who gave it to us.
I appreciate
it. It's great, isn't it?
We access the dark web, man.
It's so dark.
It's so dark.
It's so dark. Is Logan good? Colby loves it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. I would say more words, but I'm going to explode. Be ready for Professor X and Wolverine to both say fuck a whole lot.
Okay.
And it's sad.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Yeah.
I would recommend. I would severely recommend. Also, I would recommend some medical assistance because dying. So much death.
I can't look at him right now. I'm actually a little worried. You want to stop, man?
I'm going to the emergency care after this, man. Like, that's no joke. That's happening. I'm getting, like, a steroid shot or something like that.
Just give me something, doctor. I don't care what it is. Put it in me.
Because, yeah, this is bad.
That's not good, dude. His description sounds like I'm describing his feelings after porn.
Sad? Yeah, I said sad.
You did.
It's a lot of fucking.
Let me see what I wrote down here. Hey, man. So, I think I told you off-air that MoviePass is out of money.
Yeah.
Remember that? Well, they just sent me an email that you can get a free month if you want me to forward that to you. So, I'm kind of curious how that works. Because apparently they're out of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their stock is in the toilet. And so I have a feeling that it's like a free month if you buy a year, because then they would get some cash for the year up front. But if they'd go down in flames in June, like you don't get your money back.
No way.
So I'm like, who do I? Because like the only person you could send this to, it would have to be someone like me as a MoviePass subscriber would have to not know that they're going belly up. And then I have to send it to someone who doesn't know they're going belly up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way this marketing plan would work. Otherwise, I have to send it to someone who I hate because they're about to lose $100. I mean, that's the only thing.
Yeah, don't send it to me, man.
I don't want it, man.
I don't want
it. Got it. Like, he says, you need a movie, buddy? And it's got, like, this happy, like, happy popcorn, you know? I've never clicked this link. I'm curious to see if... what's gonna happen, dude? I'm worried you're dying in the middle of the show right now.
No, I'm just gonna keel over.
You might. Hey man, if we need to stop and you need to go get like not dead, you can do that, man.
Yeah, we might need to do that here in a bit.
Okay, well you just let me know. We're gonna talk about. Let's talk about like. Make sure you let me know like secretly, so I can be like I'm gonna tell you a deep dark secret.
And then we just
oh, actually, Colby's got to go to the emergency room. Sorry, you'll never get to know, you know. Wouldn't that be so great? You going to get Dark Souls 1 remastered? Yes, because I hate myself. Dark Souls 1, man. It's like Bloodborne, but harder. I'm going to get it.
There's no guns in that one.
No. The Dark Souls ones don't have guns.
That's right.
They have, like, medieval-style weapons. Big broadswords, cleavers, sickles. It's way more metal than Bloodborne is, you know?
I don't see how that's possible.
It is, man.
I don't see how it is.
It's more metal, dude. It's more hardcore. Hey, man. You got to check our P.O. box yet?
I haven't. You asked me that 2 days ago, man.
Well, yeah. We checked it Friday on your day off?
That was the one thing I forgot to do.
Uh-huh. Before he called me to die.
I wanted to talk.
I know, I could tell.
About Ready Player One.
Oh, did you watch that? Okay, I'd love to hear your opinion on it. Dude, I loved Bloodborne, honestly. I really liked it. I liked it better than Dark Souls.
It was so bad. No, I played Bloodborne. It was the fucking worst thing ever.
Only played 2 hours of Bloodborne, didn't even make it to the first boss.
Worst thing ever, man.
He was very bad at it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ready Player One.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get this out.
Okay, spoiler alert.
It was really good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I felt very transported. Okay.
To the world of it. I felt like I could totally be in it.
When I first read about it, I was worried that I wouldn't get the middle part because it's all Shining based.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen The Shining.
Right.
But I didn't feel like I was out of the loop at all, you know?
Shining's just weird, man.
Well, because there's like the scene with the twins, which I'd seen, you know, just throughout. And then, like, the lady, the naked lady coming to stab him. I'm like, I don't remember that in The Shining. And then it turns out that wasn't in The Shining, so. Right. Didn't have to know it.
No.
So, yeah, but I liked it, man.
I don't know about the chick that was trying to stab him. No, I think there was a young chick who turned into an old gross chick.
Right. I think the young chick was in there, but I don't know about the stabbing part.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. But did you understand any of the references?
Most of them.
Okay.
There were a lot of
Halo references in that movie.
Really?
Did you notice that?
No.
So many Halo references. I feel like Microsoft gave Steven Spielberg a bucket of money.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's, like, a Minecraft world was also, like, prominently featured right at the beginning, yeah. And I feel like there was a lot of Gears of War, there was a lot of Halo.
Yeah.
And, like, there were other things, too. Like, there was some Overwatch in there occasionally and stuff like that, but...
I saw Reaper and, the Tracer.
Yeah.
I saw those, too.
Yeah, you saw Tracer a lot, actually, like... Mm. Just in there tracering, but, yeah, it was funny, I was watching it with Chris, and... The bad guy who's you thought it was just a Sony thing? I don't think so. Who made that movie? Was it Warner Brothers? I actually don't know who made that. I don't know. I think it was New Line. It definitely wasn't Sony because
I think it was New Line.
You know how we know it wasn't Sony? Because it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony can't make good movies right now.
I'm pretty sure I remember seeing New Line. I could be wrong.
But I think Spielberg usually does like Paramount. But who knows, dude? Who knows? Whatever. Anyway. Yeah, I was joking because my brother Luke, I kept telling Chris, like, my brother, like, Luke is the guy that TJ Miller played. Like,
oh, yeah.
He, like, the dude who has all the loot.
Yeah.
It's some supreme god. And then at the end, they blew it because Luke would never die. He'd never let it happen.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he missed his first shot, and I'm like, nope. Not Luke anymore. He wouldn't miss.
He didn't die, though.
Yeah, he loses all his loot.
He started picking it back up.
No.
Well, he died because the asshole, like, broke the entire game.
Yeah, they
game.
Ruined the entire planet. Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
It doesn't really. I mean, the whole thing didn't make a lot of sense. Also, I really don't like that Steven Spielberg has to cast that guy in everything now.
Which dude
who played the creator of the thing. He's also the BFG, and you probably know him as the boat driver from Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Bridge of Spies. He was the spy that they were trying to get across the bridge, okay? The Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in, he's the BFG. He was the guy who played the giant in the BFG, Steven Spielberg movie.
Gross.
And now he's the nerd in this movie. And, like, I feel like that casting didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, like, what's your opinion on it? Because I just am tired of seeing that guy.
Do you think that was the other two people? That's what I'm thinking.
Like, did you enjoy the casting, or did you go, "This doesn't feel right"? Like, didn't he feel too old? Like, that was the biggest problem I had with Ready Player One is that it takes place in when 2080 or something like that, right?
Maybe.
I think they said like 2080 is when it takes place.
Sure.
Or maybe it was 2040 something.
I don't know, man.
I think it might have been 2040. You watch Rampage? No, I didn't go see it, but I've heard that it's fun to watch.
Was such a banging movie.
Dude, he's British. He has different things, man. Dude. I don't want to see year written. I want to know when it was. Let's see here. Yeah, the 2040s. Okay, so here's the problem I had with it. Okay, the movie takes place in the 2040s. So that means that if the kid is our age now, so like if he's 25 to 30 like we are,
mm-hmm.
in the 2040s, that means when we live now, he's like my son's age, 5 to 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's no world ever where my son in 30 years from now will know anything about Atari, because Atari sucks.
Yeah.
All right, it sucks for our generation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our parents probably look back and go, wow, Atari was cool, because that's what they grew up with. Like, my dad loves Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Pac-Man is the worst thing to happen to gaming since the Pong. They're all terrible. Okay, they got skill, but there's plenty of other games out there now that require skill that aren't trash. Okay? Come at me, fight me about Pac-Man. So, like, that really took me out of the movie. That a lot of the references for the end of the movie and throughout the movie are all based on old arcade games. When we would be the age of the person who created it in that movie. So us right now, in 2040s, we will be the age of the creator of that movie. Are you obsessed with Pong or any Atari?
That dude like, you see was him like in his, 80, bro.
He was not. He was he in was his 80. 60s, man. Yes! He looked young!
He was 80.
He was not 80!
He was 80.
He was not 80. Who's the name of the guy?
They showed him as a child.
I know! That's what I'm saying! It annoyed me that they showed him.
And a fucking joystick game, bro.
Yeah, he was playing the Commodore 64 or whatever in his bedroom, mm-hmm. and that would have been the 80s at best. So he would have had to been, yeah, he would have been 80 years old in this movie. No!
He would have been 68.
No way.
He was 8 when he was in the 80s, and then plus 20 years to get to 2000, plus 40 years to get to 2040. That makes 60, plus the 8 from the child.
What's the name of the guy? 68. You remember the name of the guy?
Man. God, no. They had so many fucking weird names.
Halliday is his name. Halliday. I'm trying to find, like, age. Let me see. He's a big fan of 1980s culture. He announces in his will his plans to leave the entire fortune to whoever could find the Easter egg he had hidden in the Oasis. His character was initially inspired by Willy Wonka, who Klein described as a rich, eccentric, holding a fantastic contest. Klein used the personalities of Howard Hughes and Richard Garriott and placed Halliday's birth year around the same of his own, so pop culture entries would coincide with Klein's and the other middle-aged uber geeks I know. So see, so I guess in the book he's super old. But in the movie, does he look 80 in the movie to you?
Yeah, man, he looks 80. Yeah.
I don't even know what to talk
about.
Yeah,
man.
He just doesn't know.
No. I know things.
No.
I know things.
Let's see how old that actor is. All right.
Good God, man.
Mark Rylance is the guy's name. This dude right here.
Right in the fucking
He's 58 years old. That's how old he is.
They aged him up a bit.
So in 2040, let's just say 2040, the absolute earliest the movie could possibly take place.
Mm-hmm.
That means he was born in 1992.
What?
Which means by video gaming age, let's say 6, it was 1998. N64 just came out. You think he's playing Atari? When Mario Kart 64 is out,
you think
he's playing Atari when the PlayStation 1 just came out?
Literally,
is that what you're telling me, man?
If he was born in 1960, right now, and then we got to 2040, he'd be 80 years old.
He wasn't born in 1960, though, man.
So you're saying he's younger? No, what I'm saying is that
in the book, he might have been born in 1960,
mm-hmm.
but in the movie. This man right here does not look old enough to play a person who would be obsessed with 80s culture. Because he didn't live through it.
He was just... He
didn't look old enough.
Did live through it.
Mark Rylance lived through it. Mm-hmm. Mark Rylance playing Holiday did not live through it in 2040. Mark Rylance won't look like this in 2040. He's going to look like a pile of bones out of the dirt getting eaten by worms. All right? Because he's old.
Oh, my God.
All right?
Yeah, but your point still, I don't get it.
I don't know how to. I feel like I'm just stuck talking same things again, man. Mark Rylance.
So he's gonna look old. He didn't look old enough in the movie, is your point?
He didn't look old enough to be a fan of the 80s.
Okay, but in real life, if this man was to live until 2040, you would say that he could be
yes,
a fan of the 80s.
Yes.
But he would look much older than
they would have had to get somebody.
So you're saying that the man in the movie looks too young.
In order for this to, because, okay, 2040s takes place 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
So they should have found someone 20 years older than Mark Rylance to play Halliday in order for it to work. So they should have got Sean Connery in there or something. Someone born in the late 40s.
That makes sense.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I got you.
That's what I'm saying.
I got you.
Because then in 2020, he would be the same age as Mark Rylance would be in 2040. He just looked too young.
That makes sense.
Wouldn't Overwatch be the same since Atari was a vital part in gaming history? While Overwatch isn't yet, it got included. Could say the movie's based 22 years later. Game would be yet included, defying games such as Pong and Pac-Man that was revolutionary in the game industry. I mean, yeah, I could see that argument. I definitely think things like Halo and Pac-Man should be in there because those are going to be like, or not Pac-Man, Overwatch. Like, video games like Halo and Overwatch should be in there because those are the games that my kid, who would be the age of Wade Watts in the movie,
mm-hmm.
in 2040, those would be the games he grew up with. Those would be his Atari. Like, to me, the games I grew up with, Mario 64, Banjo-Kazooie, the Spyro games, Mario Kart, all that stuff, Sonic the Hedgehog on Genesis, NBA Jam, you know, that type of stuff. Those are my Atari games.
Right.
My kids' Atari game are going to be Halo 5, Overwatch, Destiny 1. It's going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gonna turn 50 and then be like, you know what, I really love Pong.
Gross.
You know, that's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that there wouldn't be people out there that like those things. I just feel like the creator would not. And if he did, he'd look older than he did in the movie.
Right.
Have we watched Israel's Song for Eurovision WTF? I honestly
don't know what one of those words mean.
I know what Israel means.
I don't. Where's that?
It's a country out in the desert of Earth. The Earth desert. It's the Earth desert. Isn't Eurovision like American Idol, but it's like the entire, not America, but everywhere else?
I live in America, so I don't know, man.
Eastern Hemisphere.
I don't know, man.
Because it can't be for Europe, because Israel's not in Europe, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
It's fairly certain about that.
It's in the Middle East.
It is in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Is that Asia?
Yeah.
That'd be the Asia part, right?
Yeah.
Asia's huge, dude. You should react to it. It's on YouTube. I think I'll pass. I mean, unless you really want to watch it.
I don't know what it is. No, I don't really feel like it.
I feel like you're dying.
I feel like that, too.
Do you want to end, or do you want to keep going?
It's probably not enjoyable hearing me cough and sneeze every 5 seconds.
I mean, I can just sit here and talk for the next hour and 15 minutes, mm-hmm. but if you want that, you should really just come watch.
Yeah, your stupid show.
Yeah, just come watch my Twitch stream tomorrow morning. Show. And then it'll be... It's not a show. I guess it is a show.
It's a show. Shut up.
Is it a show?
It's a Twitch streaming channel show.
Okay, guys. Well, here's the deal. We usually do 2 hours on Sunday. Yeah. So those of you who are new, stopping by, okay? I appreciate you hanging out. Those who listen, sorry you only got... You got an hour and 15 minutes less. We did somehow get 45 minutes done here.
I don't know how.
Okay, I have to be honest with you, we're also going to do an hour next Sunday.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the date.
Oh, man, it just gets me. Oh, rock hard!
Five points for 5 months. Ren just subscribe. Ren? I don't know if I'm enraged or super happy that he subscribed during the point where we're letting down the entire audience. Right. You know, it's just like, hey, we're giving you half of a show today. Thanks for paying. He's got to get the hog, though. That's what it is.
Oh, I got you.
But here's the deal, okay?
Get that hog.
I'm Seth. He's Colby. We do a podcast twice a week. Once on Thursday nights at 7. There's a few of you from the UK here, so it's like in the middle of the night for you guys on Thursdays. And then Sundays at this time, 2 p.m. Central Time here in America. It's also on YouTube.com/SethandColby, so you can watch the episodes if you're not awake like a normal person. Because over there, you know, at 7 o'clock is like 3 a.m. So yeah. we understand. It's 1 a.m. I think it's 1 a.m. actually.
Words.
But anyway, YouTube.com/SethandColby's where you can watch them on demand. There's also an audio version on iTunes, which I don't recommend you check out. You should really watch the video. On Thursday, we are going to do Colby Plays Games, assuming Colby is alive.
I really
on
know.
Thursday. Cuphead seems to be the game that he will be playing on Thursday. So we're going to do an hour-long episode, 7 p.m. Central on Thursday, and then at 8 p.m. Central, we do Colby Plays Games, where he's going to play 2 hours of Cuphead. Colby is not a gamer.
I'm not. It's going to be bad.
And so we do this bit so chat could essentially torture him.
It's very torturous.
Yes. So we're going to do that on Thursday,
not
and then we'll be back
bad.
Sunday, but we're only going to do an hour next Sunday because I've got to go to my 18-year-old brother's high school graduation at 5 o'clock. So we're going to do a show from 2 to 3, and then I'm going to quickly get to put it up. Actually, it's 4 o'clock. I'm going to quickly put it up, and then I got to drive out across the country to go see a Mandale. It's horrible. So that's the itinerary.
Bryn, dude, thanks for following, buddy.
Yeah, man, we appreciate the new follows. You guys checking us out. Sorry we're doing a little shorter show, but I'm legitimately worried that Colby's about going to die.
My throat is going to rip itself open.
So we're gonna bounce for today, but we will be back Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, and we'll be back Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time next week for more shows. Then we just repeat that in perpetuity for the rest of our lives. Two episodes a week until Colby gets the desire to do 3.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, you can check out all the old episodes, YouTube.com/SethandColby. That's where the video on demands live, including past Colby Plays Games. And then you can also listen to it on iTunes. Just go to SethandColby.com. That's the best way to get everything. Every single thing. So we appreciate it. We hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. And we'll see you Thursday for more SethandColby.
Thanks,
Colby,
guys.
Feel better, man.
I'm going to go.
Exactly. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Go die.